I'm Peter Stavely. You're on Waiheke Radio. We've got Philippa Nelson with us from Green Space and Tahi Road. Philippa, it's really nice of you to come along this morning because I know you're open this morning, so you've had to put someone in your space.
I did. I've got a lovely helper there right now.
But so, to talk about something that's pretty dear to your heart, which is buying locally, and we're also going to talk about the changing face of Tahi Road, which has always been the heart of our industrial district, but now it's got a different kind of beating heart. Do you want to talk to us about?
Sure. Green Space is where the old organic shop was, which was there for 20 years. So in that way, that hasn't changed. But there's a lot of other things popping up around as well. And I think actually for a long time it's had little creative pockets. Factory Ceramics has been there, and there's beautiful furniture down the end. And so there's a lot of artisans already working there, but there have been a few more kind of pop-up shops happening. The living room was a great place for a couple of years, and that's now evolving into its next format. We're not sure what's happening yet.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, we've got Gulf Foods and Waiheke Specialty Foods, as well as Green Space. So it feels like it's potentially a place that people could really move their ideas around their food shopping to this local area that has fresh produce, natural body care, all your bulk foods, and then your lovely deli foods. So you can really pasher around.
And very little plastic, and the whole concept of buying locally.
Yes.
So tell me, first, before we go on to this, can I just backtrack a little, because I feel I rushed into this topic for you. I just want to ask you about you and Green Space.
Yeah.
You're a designer. That's professionally what you do.
That is what I have been doing, yes.
And you've been on Waiheke for how long, Philippa?
So coming up 7 years. My little girl just turned 7. We moved here when she was 5 months old, so 6.5 years.
Yeah, and the opportunity to take what was the organic spot, organic shop, as you say, for 20 years, and morph that into a completely different space with Green Space. Tell me about your motivation for doing that, because you also work, you run it as your design studio as well.
I do. So what happened for me was that I had desk space at the living room, which Joanna ran.
Yeah.
And is still running. It's got a new spot, so watch where that goes to. And Joanna was, of course, working at the organic shop, and so I just had this connection. And also I was a regular organic shopper, and as the time came for it to close, I just got this real sadness that we didn't have a place on Waiheke that said organics matter, and that's our kind of prime thing. So organics have become a bit more mainstream, so you can get them here, there and everywhere. But I just felt this real strong need for a place that not only housed the produce, but was a place where that particular community would bump into each other. And there are great things happening online. We've got Plastic Free Pantry, we've got Waiheke Co-op, we've got Ubi boxes that are all based on Waiheke, which is fabulous as well. But for me, the community physical space really called me.
Right.
And because I have been doing design work, in carrying on doing design work as I build up Green Space, that I've claimed space for that as well. It's been a huge learning curve. It's still evolving.
You're very well stocked. I was in there just yesterday, and you were very, very busy in the Christmas period.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you're extremely well stocked, which says to me that the business has been successful for you.
Well, we're trucking along and just kind of putting back into the business as it grows. So I suppose for me, coming into it now at this time where packaging has become such an issue, I wanted to combine the kind of the zero waste ideas and minimal packaging, plastic free, with the organics.
Fantastic.
And to try and put it all together to make it easy for people to bring in homewares that are plastic free, that, will last, and that when they have run out of life, you can pop them in your compost and feel peaceful.
Tell me about a few
about
of those that you did, you're passionate about particularly.
Well, I have to say, I have to say, the toilet brushes have been one of the.
Well, there you go, hot tip on Wave Radio this morning.
Anyway, a family member came in and was like, "Toilet brushes, really?" And but honestly, people love my toilet brushes. So that's one thing. The brushware in general, I think.
Your toothbrushes and things like that.
Toothbrushes, scrubbing brushes. Dish brushes, lovely linen dishcloths, you know, all of these things. And for me, a lot of what's happened is that when I go about my very ordinary everyday, I want the things that I'm interacting with to be a pleasure. I don't want to be
aesthetically
and sort of the tactile qualities of them.
Yes, they
and
know,
I think
so
it's
beautiful.
Kind of valuing the everyday a bit more.
That's a lovely, lovely thing to say. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think I get that sense too when I pick up my little scrub, for instance, on the windowsill. Even just seeing it there, it gives me a sense of I feel good.
And
that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing. I think as well, we've become so aware culturally of what's going on in the world in terms of pollution and the climate, and it can be a little bit sad if we think about it too hard. And I really want green space to be a place that you walk in and you're actually happy to be making the changes.
Yeah, you feel
so
like
you don't
you can
feel
make
like
a
it's
difference.
This horrible sacrifice. You feel like it's a pleasure. Mm. You know, it's like I want us to be able to take pleasure in supporting organics and plastic free and zero waste and enrich our day, because I think we're all kind of having this sense that our day's not being enriched by chain stores and, you know, shopping.
No.
You know, we've got better things to do.
And you've got, so bringing this back to where we're going to go with it, about shopping locally and about putting the pleasure back into shopping, what we seem to be seeing along Tahi Road at Green Space and others is a sense of we could actually take our shopping away from seeing money go offshore if we chose to do that.
Well, this is the other thing. I've just picked up a book, actually, that a lovely friend of Green Space has donated a bit of a library, and I'm the one that gets the most benefit, of course. There's a community resilience series from the Chelsea Green Publishing Company called Local Dollars, Local Cents, and I'm starting to really get the underpinnings of why local matters. One of the things that's popped out for me is that actually, yes, local business, I'm not going to remember the economic term, but it's something like it's an economic multiplier. So local business, the money that goes into local business sticks around in the community in a way that it doesn't with chain stores.
Absolutely.
And enriches a community and creates local jobs and local resilience.
Charity. You can be more charitable.
Local businesses are the ones that often are giving back in so many ways, in not just financial ways, but in that community space and so on. And then the other big one that popped out at me just as I was starting to read into this book is, and this is all American stats, but I think we can apply it in some way to New Zealand, maybe not 100%, but that the waste that's created by chain stores is around about 15 times that of a local business. And I think there's something structural in that there's just something about being local that you're
directly connected to
you're
it.
You're directly connected. Your scale is smaller. Yeah. You're able to process everything more thoughtfully. You're not just dealing with mountains of rubbish and chucking it into landfill. You're going, oh, this goes here and that goes there, and being a bit more mindful. So it seems like there's something structural about the way local business works that is just so much better on really every level.
Fantastic. Look, I'm hugely, this has been a passion of mine for a very long time, and I'm so pleased, but I'm on a wider scale. I love the obviously the your green space, but I also I love the general vibrancy. There's the Poto Hub.
Yes.
Tell me about that. That's on a Thursday night.
That has been Thursday nights. I think it's the second Thursday of the month. I haven't been hugely involved myself, so I can't speak to it too much except just to say that when I've gone along, it's been fun and vibey, and it's great to see people coming together in that neighbourhood.
Tell me what that is. Tell it for our listeners. What is? I think they're in abeyance for a short while at the moment, are they? I'm not sure.
Possibly. We'll find I've got the poster at the shop, so it's got all the dates on it. And I'm probably not the best person to talk to specifically about the sort of inner workings.
But what it means is that on a Thursday night there's this vibrant energy there. And do you think, like, Tahi Road's not the most attractive space in the world, let's be perfectly realistic.
Sure.
And even though there's this warm heart and there's all these new businesses going in there, do you sense that there'll be a beautification program will sort of follow that?
I don't know. I mean, it's funny looking at my life and how because I lived in London for most of my 20s and, you know, did the whole overseas travel thing and was drawn to East London and kind of industrial areas.
Slightly grimy areas.
So it's quite funny to me to look kind of 20 years later and here I am, the industrial heart of Paradise Island, you know.
Yeah.
We're like 5 minutes, you know, in London you're very far away from the beach, but here it's just so great. So I have a real fondness for Tahi Road and I have a real appreciation for the nuts and bolts of what goes on in Tahi Road, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we need our cars fixed and we need this, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I sort of, it doesn't have beauty in the way that our beaches have beauty, but it's got this practicality and it's got this kind of ease to it. It's not crowded.
It's not, the beautiful heart.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking for myself, and I imagine it's not dissimilar, you know, I'm really happy for people to park up in my car park because it's a super easy place to stop and then patter around the little hub, you know, like pop into Green Space, pop into Golf Foods, pop into Waikiki's Beach. You know, it's all...
I love that idea.
You know, I would love that there could be a little bit more of a walking culture potentially around there. I don't know if that's in the future, because of course there are always lots of cars packed around, but definitely plenty of people pop into Green Space and leave their cars there while they wander and it's just find the other bits.
Yeah, completely different way of shopping.
Well, it's just going back in time a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Just excuse me one moment. No. Okay, Philippa, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this. In conclusion, what would you suggest that people do? Pop along to Tahi Road, come into Green Space, start there.
Yep. So
look at the energy of the new space.
Yeah, so Green Space is open now thanks to a beautiful supporter who's helping me keep it open. From Monday to Saturday, 10 till 4, so we're around. I've got a cleaning workshop with the Rubbish Trip this Wednesday night.
Oh, fantastic.
So they're doing some DIY body care and cleaning products.
Yeah.
So it's Wednesday night, 6 till 8.
That's the other part of your space, isn't it, that you hold workshops from time
to
time as well.
True, yeah.
Tell me about the sort of workshops you have.
Well, I guess it's part of the whole idea, because I came to this role not directly from food retail. It's not a field I've known anything about until the last year. I've wanted to just tie it all in, like why we do this and how we do this, and kind of build in events to support that kind of community resilience and fun and learning and sharing. And so I've kept the space quite open so that it can be flexible. And do
so
those
people
things.
Can come to you with ideas for workshops?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm always really happy for people to
fantastic.
Put things forward. Yeah. Wendy from Waikiki Herbs is going to be doing a kids herbal fun workshop day during the school holidays.
Oh, awesome.
So that should be good.
Yeah.
If you do want to find out about events at Green Space, either Facebook or you can sign up for my mailing list at greenspace.nz. So I put an email out most weeks with when the fresh produce comes in to let the people know, and then with what's coming up. So, yeah. And I'm also really happy to be a real sharing hub of information. So if there are other interesting events that are going on that aren't specifically at Greenspace, I'm really happy to put up flyers and, you know, just make a bit of a community notice board in the window. And yeah.
It's funny, the living room for me started off being a place where, having been a commuter for such a long time, you know, the best part of a decade, I suppose I lost touch with all the things that I'd loved about, you know, shopping locally and that local heart. And I suppose that I started to see the big four-wheel drives, the flash four-wheel drives, you know, I worried that Waiheke was losing its heart and soul. Yeah. And through the living room, I started to meet a lot of young women like yourself and others who've come here in fairly recent years who've got a completely different energy and a passion and they're revitalising the whole island. It's just extraordinary.
Well, I think that's the thing. And when we do have resources, when, you know, when we do have a bit of cash flow, then, yeah, we're better to spend it than on our own little spot. I think there are plenty of great people on the island who do have a passion, and I think it's shifting what we've been doing. We've been doing sort of what's been offered to us because it's been available, and now we're becoming really aware of the repercussions of so much of what mainstream culture has become, and now we're just kind of drilling down into what really our choices are, and so we can make our choices to keep Waiheke awesome.
From my perspective, I say pop into Tahi Road, wander around, take Philippa's offer, park up and wander around and see what's there now. It really is a fantastic, vibrant little space. And yeah, keep your dollars local.
Yeah.
It'll make a lot of difference. Philippa Nelson, again, thank you from Greenspace for coming in this morning. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Waiheke Radio.
Thanks.